Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. and a proud owner of a LaBooBoo doll, I am certain.
A LaBooBoo doll? Are those creepy little dolls? Those creepy dolls?
Those creepy little Chinese creation dolls. Did you know that the market cap of LaBooBoo, that's a company by the name of Pop Mart that makes it, a Chinese company, is larger now in less than a year, larger than the Russian oil company Gazprom. And is the number one selling item in Russia, and the Russians are totally peeved about it. And want to know why they can't come up with their own creative creation.
It's just, I don't know. You know, I was just having a conversation with a young guy in business school thinking about coming back to New Orleans, and I was encouraging him to come back, and he was going through some business ideas with me. And then he said, Michael, you know, and how do you think AI is going to impact all of this? Like, yeah. Like, I don't know, but like I know, like there's two things happening now. Like, are two things that are coming for us. Like the robots and apparently LaBooBoo, and
Trying to think of what I'm trying to pick out a popular figure that looks like the LaBooBoo doll.
Well, you're gonna offend somebody. I mean, let me pull it up on my screen here. So yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like they're like little like voodoo dolls, right?
It looks like, remember the old Ratfink? Are you old enough to remember?
Oh no, I know what they look like. They look like okay. Imagine this. Like imagine, Noel, that you're like watching Teletubbies, but you like took the bad acid. That's what they look like. You're like, okay, can I get off the ride now? I want to go. Yeah, no, they're – oh, and so these are – so this is now bigger than Gazprom.
Yep. I was watching some Russian – I actually follow Russian television to find out what's going on, what they're thinking about. It's amazing. Sure. They'll do like the man on the street and ask them about Americans, and the observations that these folks make and what limited access they have to, I guess, internet or whatever, mm-hmm. about what we do and what we're about is just mystifying.
I mean, so what were some of the better hot takes?
all, you know, all we like to do is eat French fries. All we do is, all we do is watch TV. We're stupid as a population. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, it's all very derogatory towards, you know, Americans, obviously, but it, it's just kind of interesting, you know.
Yeah,
and this,
yeah.
This Labubu doll thing, because it's a Chinese creation, the company Pop Mart is Chinese, the number one selling item of all items in Russia, that doll. And they're just beside themselves.
Of course, you know, Russia has a very fine doll making, you know, tradition, right? I mean, right. This is not like it's something that they're not good at. Yeah, they're really unattractive. They look kind of like a cross between like a bunny, an elf, and something that's going to eat your face off, and like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
So you know what? Maybe this is like, you remember this one? You'll remember like when like the Cabbage Patch Kid thing was happening.
Uh huh.
And it didn't like they were not. I mean, they were like distinctly unattractive, right? Like I would have left it in the patch.
So much for your business acumen. You would have opened a bar, right? Instead of
yeah, I was actually. It's true. Another thing. I mean, my business. I'm like a reverse weather vane of business acumen. It's deeply ironic. I guess I'm in this job because what do they say? Those that can't do, coach. When I was leaving business school in the Bay Area in the late 90s, most of my classmates were becoming like the seventh employee at Yahoo, the third employee at Netscape. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to be a contrarian. I'm going to go, like, build and run restaurants because that's a great business.
Yeah. That's an easy business to make money in, right?
It's easy. There's no competition. Very hard to replicate. It's, you know, and it kind of, once you get a restaurant going, it's pretty much an odd. It's like running a laundromat. You just open the doors, people bring you money every day.
Absolutely. All right, let's get a little serious here. Blueprint for Better NOLA. Something that you guys have just released. Tell us about it.
This is just our list of mayoral priorities. I think we're about 2 months away from the primary, and we wanted to get out there with a document that was concise and to the point. One of the things that we see in in general, is that when people come out with plans that they want to see implemented, the content is good, but there's too much, so it doesn't get absorbed. So I said to our team, we have to do something for the mayoral candidates, but it can't be bigger than a page, because if we can't distill what's truly important down to a page, then we don't know what's truly important. So it's a single page. People can see it on our website at gnoinc.org/mayoral priorities. It's also in a banner there. And what we basically did, Newell, is we took our mission statement and we used that to frame it, because we said we want this to be aligned with our mission. So our mission statement is to create a thriving economy and an excellent quality of life for everyone. So there's basically three parts to it. So the first is a thriving economy, and this is basically what do you do to create a diverse and growing range of good-paying jobs? And so we talk about a mayor and a top talent administration that wants to partner with the business community on recruiting. We talked about promoting a pro-job, pro-growth narrative. We got to get away from redistribution and start talking about growing the pie. We talk about efficiency, a city hall that's a partner, not a barrier to business, which is easy to say, but would be absolutely transformative. And then we call out specific projects, the Louisiana International Terminal, the redevelopment of the naval base with New Lab, the tech center we're building there, charity in the bio district, the river district, the convention center hotel. And then we actually added in there a new city hall and new courts, because, if the city hall is the front door literally to our government, then I think it should be, you know, an appropriate front door. So that was the first part. Then we go into quality of life, which is the essential complement to economic opportunity. We talk about infrastructure, talk about public safety. We're explicit about retaining Superintendent Kirkpatrick because that's what everybody on the street, all the blue collars and the white collars are saying that they want, and our crime numbers speak for themselves. On homelessness, leveraging a range of approaches beyond just housing first because that's not appropriate for everybody. Transportation, trying to reverse where we're going and have a true regional transit plan, which will also help with housing affordability. Increased billing accuracy for sewer and water board, people understand that one. And then with housing, changing zoning to remove obstacles to housing development and basically allowing more density for affordable housing. And then the final section is the final bit, the rejoinder of our mission statement, which is for everyone, because an optimized economy requires everybody to be participating. We talk about focusing on NORD to increase the reach and benefit to our kids, supporting training with institutes like Delgado and Youth Force NOLA, who we're going to hear from later, ensuring the DBE programs are legit and that they're not just kind of in word only. And then finally, the last part, which I think has been left out, it's a critical missing piece, is that we need a mayor to articulate a vision, where we're going. So, yeah, the potholes are important on a daily basis, but even as we're trying not to step in the potholes, where are we walking to? So articulating a vision for New Orleans that's optimistic, forward-looking, and growth-focused. So, you know, it's all on one page, but it's a lot.
No, it's a lot. I mean, I said this the other day. I almost feel sorry for whoever gets elected. You know, you have on here affordable housing. The other day, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing and vice versa. And now we have an $8 million shortfall in a affordable housing program. Not sure where we're going to make up the difference. There was some ARPA dollars that were promised. Folks said they were obligated. Others said they didn't know they were obligated. They lost the money, and now they don't know whether or not they're going to be able to do this. You have developers sitting on the sidelines waiting to hear. They put this whole package together, and yet they're short. It's like, not again. How do we keep, you know, and I'm asking the question of the housing people, do y'all meet? Do y'all communicate? Who's bringing these groups together? You know, allegedly the CAO, I said, well, then who dropped the ball? How did this happen? I mean, it's just over and over and over again. So I'd put one more on there. Left hand knows what right hand is doing and vice versa.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the one of the things that we've lost that I would advocate to go back to is under Mayor Landrieu, he put in an organizational structure that he got from Bloomberg in New York City, which is that you have deputy mayors that have very clear portfolios. So you're the deputy mayor for infrastructure. You're the deputy mayor for economic development. You're the deputy mayor for public safety. And that's the beginning of this, is actually knowing who you go to, who you ask for help, who you yell at in an administration. I think that's been lost. And when you lose that, you lose accountability and you also lose efficiency. So there are a lot of structural things. What I think we saw from the Super Bowl, and this is why I'm I think reasonably optimistic about this, is that with daily focus, we are able to improve rather quickly. We're not perfect. Our systems are Byzantine. They're old. They're broken. But if you just show up and work the punch list and encourage people and eliminate the problems that pop up over and over again, you can make progress in kind of a two-step forward, one-step back manner, kind of the cha-cha of progress. And so I kind of think one of the things we actually explicitly call out in here is just use the Super Bowl model. You know, set aggressive three-month targets based on an event, based on a date, and then just drive towards them. And, you know, if you drink enough coffee and you know, clap enough backs, we will take this city. Not, you know, we're not going to be Dallas. We're not going to be Singapore. Frankly, we don't want to be. But we can make a ton of progress in a relatively short period of time. And then the positives, which are very special. I don't think anybody else has a lot of the things that we have in terms of infrastructure and culture and people. Those things will be able to, you know, shine through without being obscured by these challenges.
Let me, and not to rain on this parade, but you know, there were a lot of activities that you guys embarked upon that just were absolutely phenomenal. And I think I mentioned this to you before. The interstate is filthy. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, why can't we get street sweepers once a week to go and deal with the interstate? You know, it's just, I mean, just pay close attention as you're driving down. I mean, it's a disaster. It looks like crap.
The answer is that it was clean for the Super Bowl because we had a daily focus. As soon as that focus goes away, things begin to fall apart. And that's why whoever wins the real prize in this administration, which I think is not the mayor but the CAO, you know, the number two who's in charge of running the city, that person has to wake up every day and almost be like a maitre d' at a restaurant and just scan. And when something is not right, has to make the phone call. And I'd like to think that we get to a point where culturally things don't need continual attention, but we're a long way away from that. And so till we get to that point, it's going to require somebody with an almost lunatic level of obsession with a city that is clean, safe, and efficient. It's got to be the mayor who sets that culture, but he or she is going to have a team around them which are deputized almost in the same way that Ivy Waste with Sidney Torres. I mean, those guys are off the charts in their attention to detail in the French Quarter. It's not just the lemon scent, it's the scrubbing.
Why not give them that task? I mean, you know, that's what I don't understand. I mean, we don't have to do it internally. We can outsource it and just manage it.
Absolutely.
But let's do it. I mean, I keep saying, and you know this to be true, you know, human nature is the first impression is a lasting impression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where you guys work so hard as well as others marketing this city for all kinds of different purposes. But yet the simple things seem like, you know, they're putting more and more stones in your backpack and asking you to chart a new course, right? And one that's a lot longer distance wise. That's what it looks like and feels like to me.
Yeah, that's a good metaphor.
I recognize the effort that y'all are putting in. I mean, it's not easy. We're competing against areas that have their shit together on all fronts. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, I love talking about all of these great things, but they could be so much easier to achieve if we just did some basic little things right.
Well, that people ask me, you know, what my feeling was after we pulled off collectively an outstanding Super Bowl, and I said, well, on one hand, it was a feeling of joy and accomplishment, and we were super happy. But there was an underbelly of that, almost despair, because what we saw in doing the Super Bowl is that getting the basics right is not that hard. You just have to have the personal and political will to do it. And despite the challenges, despite having, you know, running Windows 95 in the office and not having enough money and this and that, it's largely possible if you just show up and do it. And so I have very mixed feelings about it, Newell, because on one hand, I'm excited because I know it can be done and it's not impossible. On the other hand, it's kind of depressing that we haven't done it. And what does that say about our expectations of ourselves? What does that say about our desire to be excellent? I think, and I've said this before on the show, Newell, I think our greatest poverty is a poverty of imagination that allows us to accept the indignity of mediocrity. And that's a place where we have to change our expectations, change our mindset, and God forbid, maybe get a little bit of Texas in us, a little bit of pride, a little bit of braggadocio, and say, you know, we're going to shine 365. because you never know who's here. And there are places we do it. The airport is very well maintained right now. The airport looks great. Every time I walk into the airport, I'm like, this place still looks really good. So we can do it.
Yep.
But it's going to work. And I guess ultimately we're talking about Newell, and I don't know if we're not supposed to. It's a culture. Do we have a culture of excellence? Do we have a culture of mutual support and cooperation? Do we have a culture of collaboration instead of blame and scapegoating? And if we have that culture, like I say, within 2 years, we could be citywide at a near Super Bowl level on a daily basis. I truly believe that.
Michael, I think it's just the culture of giving a damn. You know, I used to say this about my employees. People used to ask me all the time, what was the most rewarding thing, you know, for you as the leader of the organization? I said, you know, I removed barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Getting from point A to point B, I tried to make it as seamless as possible for the men and women of the JPSO to accomplish what they set out to accomplish, what they enjoyed doing. And I said the biggest thing for me was when people would say that they really feel like they're accomplishing something and they're making a difference. And they come to work every day giving a damn about what they do. And it's really kind of easy, you know. They come in with a problem and they say, look, we can't get from here to there because of this, this, and this. Give me 30 days. Let me knock it out. You know, and the moment you knock these barriers down, shit, everything started falling into place. They were excited about doing. They would never let it go backwards ever again, right? It was always positive forward movement.
Yeah, people think that the role of a leader is to bark direction. I would argue that the role of a leader is to take responsibility and remove barriers. If you do that, then you get that culture change that you're talking about. I think it's one of the reasons why we've been pretty adamant about retaining Chief Kirkpatrick, because it seems that when you talk to the beat cops, that's what she's doing. She's accessible. She has their back. She addresses challenges. And they're loving it. I talked to a detective who had left, who had retired, who came back because of her, because he said it's fun again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. No, this is,
you know,
not
the most incredible thing to me is that I've asked a lot of people. I said, "What do you like about it?" And they're like, "She's not afraid to make a decision."
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Taking responsibility.
You know, it's like it. That's what you're hired to do. When you're at that level, that's what you do. You make decisions. I mean, you know, you can't fear what the outcome is, right? There's no guarantee in life. Life's hard. Sometimes it sucks. I mean, you know, just.
And you got to make the decision when you wake up the next day, you feel good about it. When you look back and you say, you know, I did the right thing. Let the cars fall where they may. And people respect that. And guess what? It works out almost all the time.
Yep. Absolutely. So I know you have to leave us. We will be visiting with the folks from Youth Force NOLA that do a lot of things right, is what I hear over and over and over again. And I know they've been great partners for you guys with NOLA Coalition.
Yeah, the paragon of excellence. Kate Swidburn is doing a fantastic job, and they're coming up on their 10th anniversary, so it's great to get them on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Michael Heck, I know we had a lot more to talk about. We'll talk about it next
week. No, this was the thing. We did the thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so appreciate it, sir. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you, Noel.
All right, that's Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO, Inc. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. Our special guest for the back half of this hour is Kate Swinburne, CEO and President of Youth Force NOLA, as well as Sarah Bell, Chief of Industry Exposure and Experience. They just completed their summer cohort internship program, where 265 young folks earned more than, hold on to your seats here, folks, $600,000 through internships at nearly 100 regional businesses. What a success that is. Kate and Sarah, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us. This is Kate.
Nice to be here. This is Sarah.
So, Kate, if you would, for the benefit of our listening audience, would you expose to them what Youth Force NOLA's mission, vision, and what you guys are all about?
Yeah. Youth Force NOLA exists so that our young people can fulfill their potential in work and life. And our mission, sort of the day-to-day of what we do, is that we set about to bring out the best in everyone, supporting our young people on their path to career. So we help schools offer career-connected learning. We help businesses open their doors to host workplace experiences. We work with policymakers to set the right kinds of policies. And we do evidence-based coaching to help folks, you know, do all of this work incredibly well.
So, big word, career-connected learning. Describe that for us.
Yeah. Career-connected learning is a way of doing high school differently than most of us experienced it, such that our young people are getting exposed to career, they're developing soft skills, they're building professional plans and career interests. They're earning industry credentials. They're getting college credits, and ultimately, again, they're getting out into the real world to apply those skills through things like internships and apprenticeships.
Absolutely, and obviously, over the summer, you have more access to more kids. There's more free time for them, and y'all have this huge summer program, Sarah. Tell us about the experience of this year's summer program.
Yeah, this was an amazing summer, our largest cohort yet in the program. And we work with all of our open enrollment high schools here in the city. We do recruiting of juniors to come to our program between their junior and senior year. We bring them all to the Pan American Life building in the CBD for about 3.5 weeks of work readiness training, where they are in smaller cohorts, getting a lot of practice, developing and improving on their soft skills, really learning what it's like to go to work. We have them for about 60 hours over 3.5 weeks, and then they are deployed throughout the city and the region to do 110 hours of work with their business partner. So we had hundreds of young people, 89% of those that started with us completed the program, which is exceptionally high. The state has increased the requirements to kind of be an approved internship, and we were able to transition our program to meet those requirements. I'm really proud of my team and our young people and our business partners for such a great summer.
If you would, for the benefit of the audience, that soft skills training, a lot of times people don't realize nor recognize just how very important that is to not misstep and achieve early on successes as you enter the business world. It's not easy out there, right?
You're right. It's not easy out there. And I think those of us, you know, who are in the working world, we know when people have or do not have those soft skills. We know when our colleagues are great at time management or could use some improvement in their professional attitude. And those are things that we want our young people to understand very early so that they are going into their internship and ultimately into the workforce, understanding what those skills look like at work, because they look a little bit different in a school setting or in, you know, at your house or with your friends. And so we really use the opportunity in that work readiness training to pull back the veil, to help young people understand those soft skills, practice them in scenario-based ways, and really feel confident when they go into their internship that they can show up as themselves with an understanding of what they need to do at the workplace to stand out, to make sure they're arriving on time, getting their deliverables turned in, having conversation with people who they've never met, with colleagues that, you know, maybe have different lived experiences, but because they've had that training and we continue to kind of coach them behind the scenes throughout their internship, they're able to really put those skills into practice, get really great feedback from their supervisor throughout the experience. They can continue to improve throughout the duration of the summer and then take those new or refined skills back into their senior year.
You know, I remember in my previous life talking to kids that had summer job experiences similar to what y'all do at Youth Force NOLA, not as broad as what y'all are doing. And I asked them oftentimes, what was the thing that surprised you most? And they were like, I didn't realize I would be judged so often about everything every day. And you know, and they were like, you know, the kind of judgment from your peers is one thing, but when it takes on more the role of accountability, and they didn't use those exact words, but that's what they were talking about. They were kind of taken aback and turned off by that experience. I'm curious if you hear that periodically.
We do hear something similar to that. You know, when young people are in school, they're often told exactly what to do, when to do it, when they're done with that, what to do next. And when they get into their internship placement, it's not quite like that, right? They have some things that they're supposed to work on. When they finish, they have to learn and be reminded, like, find the next thing, go talk to your supervisor, get more information if you need it. And that's why we have coaches who check in with them every week during their internship placement to help them work through some of the uncomfortable feedback they may be getting, you know, the lessons that they're learning, help process them through that so they can take that information, internalize it, not make the same mistakes again, or continue to work through those scenarios. But yeah, our young people, you know, in these internships really are learning about what it means to be an employee in a professional space. And it's a learning process. That's why it's called work-based learning. This is not a typical job where, you know, you make a couple of mistakes and you could be on the cutting room floor. This is an opportunity for them to learn, make those mistakes, understand what they might get judged for, what might be a ding on their record if they had a typical job at this company, and work through that with their supervisor so that, you know, when they do have a job, when they're out of high school, when they have a car note, you know, they have bills to pay, those same mistakes are not ones that they make because they had this experience in high school to learn what to do to get ahead and what not to do to get left behind.
Yeah, and I guess I would add to that, Newell, you know, I think it's what you're hearing and what Sarah's saying is sort of there's this bigger picture call to action that Youth Force raises with our educator partners and the community more broadly, which is we need to be far more explicit and clear with our adults about, with our young adults, I mean, what it takes to be an adult and what it looks like to be an adult. I mean, the truth is our young people are getting graded and scored on their actions and their behaviors at school every day, but oftentimes they're not getting that feedback until the quarterly report card. And what happens right in the real world, what happens at work is you are getting feedback almost daily. And so what can we all be doing collectively so that our young people can do that translation or sort of have that experience of getting more consistent and clear feedback? Because it's all in service of growth. You know, I think when mm-hmm. you hear it for the first time, it feels like criticism. But it you know, when it is framed in service of growth, it can be really transformational.
I wish I would have been exposed to that experiential learning type of model, you know, and it's kind of weird. And maybe Kate and Sarah, y'all think about it too. And maybe you had that experience. In my generation, we didn't. And I often wonder where I would have ended up had I had it, you know, and what would have been different in my life, because you would have been exposed to a lot of things in a lot of different ways than just the traditional educational model. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what motivates us. When I was in high school, I wanted to be a photojournalist. And so mm-hmm. summer between my junior and senior year, I had an internship with my hometown's local newspaper, and I did a lot of photocopying and a lot of coffee runs, but I also got to shadow the photojournalist. Right. And, you know, so submitted a portfolio to colleges and universities of my art and my photography, got to college, and then I joined the school newspaper, with a job as a photojournalist, and 6 months in, I did not want to be a photojournalist anymore, right? And we believe that it is value and important to have a plan and change it than to have no plan at all, right? And absolutely. So, and I think my lived experience is one like that, right? So the prioritization and the path toward photojournalism then led me to explore serving my community. And, you know, and here I am 40 years later, an educator and workforce developer and all these other things. So I do think We have folks in the Youth Force community who have sort of done something of an alternate path. But what we really are calling for is how can we as a community get far more young people access to those types of experiences and opportunities to really, you know, formulate the plans, you know, build those networks, and, you know, just sort of start dipping their toes in career far earlier than, you know, the status quo would have them do.
So if businesses are interested in partnering with you, where do they go?
Yeah, we are always looking for local businesses to participate, both with our internship program and all of the other career-connected learning work that we do throughout the school year with our school partners and our students. And so they can go to our website, youthforcenola.org. There is a page specifically for employers that lists all of the ways that they can get involved. Some it's, you know, an hour. Some, like an internship program, is hosting a young person for 110 hours, and there's a lot in between. So we have plenty of ways. We have a team that works specifically with our employer partners to help them feel prepared and ready for whichever ways they want to connect with the work.
Awesome. Thank you all so much. Kate Swinburne, CEO and President of Youth Force NOLA, as well as Sarah Bell, Chief of Industry Exposure and Experience there. Congratulations on the great work. 10 years of incredible work. Their 10-year anniversary is coming up. 97% of their alumni enrolled in higher education and or secured a job. 1,400-plus public high school students completed a Youth Force NOLA internship since 2015. 93% of the public schools in New Orleans are partners in 250-plus local businesses. Invest time, talent, and capital in their future workforce. What a great collaboration. Congratulations to both of y'all, and have a great week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, President Trump will be meeting with Vladimir Putin on Friday in Alaska. We'll visit with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. What should this deal look like? And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. We'll run through that with Colonel Jeff McCausland. And Dave Dixon joins us at 12:30. He was an urban planner in the aftermath of Katrina for the city of New Orleans. We'll visit with him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.